So I'd like to begin with you, as we're going to do 1 Corinthians, but I will have a quick run through the life of Paul up to this point as a revision for you. Paul, as you know, was born up here in Tarsus in Cilicia, probably, I can only say probably, a couple of years before the turn of the era, so almost exactly the same age as Jesus, perhaps 3 or 4 BC. As a young man, he came to Jerusalem and studied there under the famous Gamaliel, who's the nephew of one of the two great rabbis of the first century, Hillel. The crucifixion is either in the year 30 or 33. I think the probabilities head towards 33 AD. So let's assume Jesus died in 33, and it's only the next year, 34, Paul, as a Pharisee, a determined young man, well ahead of his peers, as he says in one of his letters, was determined to crush this heresy that was causing Judaism to bleed, really. People were joining the Christian community in big numbers in Jerusalem, and he saw it, the whole idea of the monotheism, which he was brought up in, one God, and yet the Christians were bringing Jesus in there somewhere, fairly vague to him, but it was something that he thought threatened the monotheistic religion that meant so much to him. So, as you know, he was a severe persecutor of the church, and one day on his road to Damascus, here in the year 34, he had what he calls a revelation. We sometimes use the word conversion, but I think a revelation is a better word. That's Paul's own word. He saw something that had never seen before, realized before. Probably all the persecuting that he was doing, and you know how he was in Jerusalem when Stephen was martyred and he watched him. So all these human experiences presumably were working on Paul. Something was quite wrong with what was happening. And he kind of had a breakdown, really, on the road to Damascus. And thanks to the love of the Christian community in Damascus, particularly old Ananias, he was baptized, became a Christian here in the year 34. For the next 3 years, he spent his time around Damascus in what he calls Arabia. It was the Nabataean kingdom, what we call Jordan, really, today. So he was in that area for 3 years. We're not sure how much success was going on. We don't know anything about it. So probably struggling, teaching the Gentiles, but quite uncertain as to what he was happening. Then he went to Jerusalem. He had to leave. He went to Jerusalem in the year 37, only for a couple of weeks, and then was bundled off back home to Tarsus. And between 37 and 45, what's that, 8 years, all we know is that he was in that area of Cilicia and Syria, around Tarsus, preaching to the Gentiles. That's what he tells us. And again, we've got no record of that period. No letters to there, no one else talking about it, so it might be reasonable to presume that 8 years wasn't very flourishing and not very successful, if I could use that word. Then in year 45, probably, a lovely man called Barnabas, who was born here in Cyprus and was in Jerusalem, and in fact was the one who introduced Paul back in 37 to the Jerusalem community, Barnabas came over from Antioch and picked up Paul at Tarsus and brought him to the Antioch community. And we're told for a full year he was there, they were there teaching together. In the year 46, so now Paul's about 50, to give you a feeling of his age. In the year 46, Paul, with Barnabas, went down from Antioch to Jerusalem, bringing alms, collection, money, whatever they needed, to help the poor in Jerusalem, because it was a time where there was we're having a drought, whatever word we're going to use. The rainfall failed and it was a difficult time here. Then he went back after that and he had a bit of a discussion here about his policy of, because Antioch was, that's where they're first called Christians, because they were clearly very different from Jews there because of the large number of Gentiles that were entering the community. And he was given the okay by Peter and John and James to do what he was doing, and then he set out with Barnabas on his first big journey in the year 47, and they went to Cyprus, then they went to the mainland of this southern part of Turkey. Galatia, it was called, the province of Galatia, in the districts of eastern Phrygia, which included Antioch and Iconium, and a place called Lycaonia, the region, which included Lystra and Derbe. So they spent a year or more in that area, setting up Christian communities there, and then came back to Antioch. Antioch, 48 AD, Paul comes up against a major problem, because people came down from Jerusalem to Antioch saying, no, you're wrong, you must circumcise Christians, they must become Jews, you can't be a Christian without being a Jew. So, and they were also this same group, or people of the same persuasion, troubled by what was happening, and that Judaism was not being respected properly by the early Christian in these Gentile areas. They went over here where Paul had been preaching, into Galatia, and was making the same message there. So when Paul got back and heard what was going on, he wrote back to the Galatians, at least that's my understanding of the timing of it, and that's his first letter, in 48 AD. He just says it's from Paul, he's not part of a group here, it's just straight from Paul, about this whole question of insisting that what they needed was not the Torah, not the law. The Gentiles must be welcomed as Gentiles without changing their culture. And then he went, because of the same issue, he and Barnabas went down to Jerusalem for the Jerusalem Assembly in the year 49, where it was said finally by James, the brother of the Lord, the cousin of Jesus, who was the leading presbyter in the Jerusalem community. He said, after Peter had spoken, yes, they can be welcomed as Gentiles. They don't have to be circumcised. And that these people who are troubling you up in Antioch have no authority from us to do so. So, emboldened by this and encouraged by this, Paul went back to Antioch and decided to go back to these places to reinforce what he'd written with now the authority of the Jerusalem community. So he went here through Galatia and was heading, possibly it seems, to Asia. So let's presume to Ephesus, which was the main port of the west coast of Asia there. But under inspiration, we're told in the Acts, he went north. He was, something stopped him going there. So he went north to Bithynia and then across to Troas, and arrived in Troas probably in the year 49. Then, from Troas, he went over to Europe, to Macedonia, to Philippi first, and there, stayed there some time. He'll write to them later. Then he went to Thessalonica, then he had to, went to Berea, then he came down here to Athens, and he arrived in Corinth, and that's, our letter is going to be written to these people. He arrived in Corinth in the autumn, just before the winter, probably, of the year 50 AD. He was joined by Timothy, whom he picked up at Lystra, and by Silas, who went down from Jerusalem to Antioch and then joined Paul as a Jewish leading Christian from the Jerusalem community, which gave him a lot of authority too. These two joined Paul in Corinth with news about Thessalonica, and no doubt Philippi and other areas as well. And Paul wrote back in the year 50, 51, wrote back to Thessalonica two letters, which we have already studied, from Corinth. In the spring of 52, as soon as the winter had passed and the ships could now go to sea again, he headed off from the port here on the Saronic Gulf, opening into the Aegean. He headed off, came to Ephesus, stayed a few days, he says, and then journeyed back, which we'll do in a moment. I'll do it now, I guess. He journeyed back to Antioch via Jerusalem. So he'd been a year and a half, 18 months over in Corinth. He came to Ephesus, took a ship back to Caesarea, Jerusalem, up to Antioch very briefly in Antioch, and then back again to Ephesus. And he arrived in Ephesus in the year 52. And he's there for 3 years, we know that. And it's from Ephesus that he's going to write back to Corinth. So it's just a matter of writing back across the Aegean. there was plenty of movement between Ephesus and Corinth, because the Gulf of Corinth opened into the Adriatic, and therefore to Italy, Spain, North Africa, Morocco, all that area. And the Cenchreae, another port here, that's why Corinth was so important, another port here opened into the Aegean and so down into Egypt and to the Palestine and across to India and wherever else. So it was a very central port here. And the biggest port on the west coast of Asia, as they call it, Turkey as we do, was Ephesus. So there's plenty of movement going forth between these two. Corinth, where he's writing to, just to give you the little couple of things about that, Corinth, they suggest, estimate, had a population at this time of 300,000, which is quite a notable city. And two-thirds of them were slaves. So for one, every freed man and his wife and children, there's two slaves. That'll tell you a little bit, probably, about the composition of the Christian church as well, as Paul will make clear in his letter. There's plenty of movement, as I said, between them. We're going to find out, if you look up 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul says, in the letter that I wrote to you, we haven't got the letter, it's died, it's been lost, it's not extant. So he would have been hearing news as the boats came in about this Corinth, because he, of course, loved them well and been with them for 18 months. So he's already written a letter before we get the first letter we've got. Sadly, it's been lost. And he talks about Chloe's people, who's given him some information that troubles him a bit. Chloe is, by the sound of it, a woman here who's got big business here in Ephesus. And her people, on the boats that she's doing, they've been over here and they bring messages back. Someone has arrived, a place called Fortunatus and any other name, had brought over here a letter too, because they had some problems in Corinth and they wanted Paul's information because his first letter they'd misunderstood and so on. So what we've got now is a letter written back from Ephesus to Corinth, probably in the year 53-54 AD. Paul was 3 years here, as I said. It was a very successful period of his ministry. It was his longest period in one place. In fact, a good way to just quickly show you how successful it was to remind you that this is the area to which the Apocalypse was written by John of Patmos. So here's Ephesus, and there are churches at the end of the century, some 40 years after Paul's time, in Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea, and in fact Colossae, which is here, which he writes to later, and many other places, no doubt. So it was a pretty thriving Christian area, and the basis of it, not necessarily the beginning, wasn't the beginning, but a very important part of it would have been Paul's preaching in the hall of Tyrannus for 2 years and his mission work in that area.